So if you've been using affirmations and holding good thoughts and focusing on being the best person you can be, and still you feel uncomfortable, you don't feel love energy, and you struggle to really feel grateful, you know you are, but feeling it is elusive. Why is that? Well, let's look at what most spiritual teachers don't talk about. Our second module is about feeling safe. And I know it sounds simple, but it can become complex. Are you safe? Well, the simple answer is yes or no. Your physical body is either safe or it isn't. And if it isn't, please take the action steps necessary to ensure that your body is safe. Now, your state of being safe gets complex when the yes or no gets blurred when you're holding a subconscious belief that you're not safe. When your conscious knows you are physically safe, but the subconscious holds a different belief. When the pandemic hit, I started watching Deepak Chopra's live support. And one day he was talking about feeling safe. And he said that no matter how many affirmations we say or how many positive thoughts we think, if we don't feel safe, the intention of the affirmations and positive thoughts fall short, because the energy supporting them is based in the unsafe feeling of an intense vibration of fear, a feeling of not being safe. So instead of positive thoughts and affirmations moving us into the higher vibration of love, we're derailed into a pit of guilt. And this is why. We're consciously or subconsciously existing in a fear vibration of not feeling safe. And we're trying to force the love vibration of positivity, and trying to force that energy doesn't change how we feel. And as a result, we subconsciously slide into guilt because we're doing everything we know to do, but we're still not feeling the positivity. We're not feeling the support we're trying to get from the positive thoughts and affirmations. We're still feeling adrift, unanchored, and maybe a little lost because we don't feel safe. And the feeling of guilt happens because no matter how hard we try, we still feel lost, abandoned, alone, adrift on a sea of uncertainty and doubt, because not feeling safe at any level is an experience of fear that has far-reaching effects. That core feeling of not being safe opens the door to powerful feelings of doubt. And what once felt true, that we were safe, doesn't feel true anymore. And we start to question everything, and we don't know why. Because consciously, we're unaware that we don't feel safe. We know our body is safe. Consciously, we know that. But subconsciously, we believe something different. So why do we feel that way? Why do we not feel safe? When I absorbed what Deepak was saying, I thought, okay, since I work at home and I don't go out anywhere, you know, it's the pandemic, do I feel safe where COVID's concerned? Well, I learned that I did. But when I looked at all the aspects of my life, I learned that I didn't feel safe in all of them. Well, that was a surprise. But when I stepped back as the observer and looked at the bigger picture, when I looked at my inner feelings and emotions and what my life was mirroring back to me, I could easily identify the areas I didn't feel safe. So we're going to do an exercise. Whew, just get comfortable and take a really deep breath. And just close your eyes. And with another really slow, deep breath, ask yourself this question. Do I feel safe? Well, did you feel all warm and fuzzy that you were safe? Or did you feel an uncomfortable energy within your body? Well, you know, Florence teaches us our square of life is health, wealth, love, relationships, and perfect self-expression. So let's ask each section of our square of life if we feel safe. So just take a really deep breath, and with your eyes still closed, just let's observe the area of health and ask, do I feel safe where my health is concerned? And then just note how you feel. And now take another deep breath, and with your eyes still closed, let's observe the area of finances and ask, do I feel safe where my finances are concerned? Just note how you feel. And now just take another deep breath, and with your eyes closed, let's observe the area of relationships and ask, do I feel safe where my relationships are concerned? And just note how you feel. And now take another really deep breath, and with your eyes still closed, let's observe the area of your work. And if you don't work, then look at how you express yourself these days and ask, do I feel safe where my perfect self-expression is concerned? Do you feel that warm fuzzy of being safe or not? If you felt a warm fuzzy, yes, I'm safe. If you felt that feeling in all the areas of your life, that's awesome. And if you didn't, if you felt an uncomfortable whoosh of energy in your body and you don't feel safe, well, when I first learned I didn't feel safe standing there as the observer, I could see that physically my body was safe. And again, if your physical body is not safe, please take the action steps that you need to take to make your body safe. But if your physical body is safe, but you felt that uncomfortable whoosh of energy when you asked an area of your life if you felt safe, then at a subconscious level, you're holding on to a belief, that belief that you're not safe. And quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when it's observed and when it doesn't. So you've already begun the transformation by observing yourself not feeling safe in an area of your life while your physical body is safe. And sometimes just facing that energy is enough to shift out of the fear vibration